My name is Rachel. I'm 30 years old.
My name is Alex. I'm 46 years old.
My name is Ron. I'm 49.
My name is Iris. I'm 46 years old.
Hi, my name is Greg. I'm 50 years old.
My name is Gerald. I am 49 years old.
Last night, we stayed in a transitional housing. We were in a homeless shelter for 2 months.
Last night, I stayed at Motel 6.
Last night, I stayed at Salvation Army housing.
Last night, I stayed at a stranger's house.
And last night, I stayed at a friend's house.
These are some of the voices that can be heard at the photography and audio exhibit called Homelessness is My Address, Not My Name. The exhibit is at the Paramount Visual Arts Center's Gallery St. Germain until June 29th. Paramount Visual Arts Director Melissa Goman says the exhibit features photos and stories of people experiencing homelessness all over Minnesota.
The show is a compilation of like five different photographers that took portraits of homeless people that were working with different agencies, not only in Minneapolis, but in St. Cloud and in rural Minnesota, so that you get a really nice cross-section of different communities and what homelessness looks like in a lot of different communities.
The Paramount and the United Way aim to bring awareness to the problem of homelessness in St. Cloud and other communities with this exhibit. United Way of Central Minnesota's Associate Director of Community Involvement, Christine Midthune, says a lot of shelters in the St. Cloud area are forced to turn away people in need.
Our shelters are full. They're working at overcapacity with waiting lists. The reality for a family is that there's four rooms right now dedicated to families, which means 16 beds. And I know earlier in April when we were still experiencing some of those snowstorms, they had sometimes on a given night turning away 14 to 15 families. And Place of Hope, which is another shelter that actually runs Church of the Week in partnership with about 45 different churches between the months of the colder months, they had to actually extend it to the beginning of May, served an average of 30 people a night.
The United Way will be holding a Back to Basics drive during the exhibit at the Art Crawl.
It's a community drive for children and youth experiencing homelessness. And so for at Art Crawl, for example, they'll be collecting items throughout the month of June, but they need travel-size body wash, lotion, shampoo, conditioner, combs, brushes, deodorant, mini first aid kits.
The United Way also has a 211 phone hotline for anyone in need of assistance finding housing, food, health services, and many other things. Reporting for KVSC, I'm Justice Sanchez.